The valleys are, it's a very, of course, very special place because of this historical context, the background. But as an exhibition site, it's a, of course, an exciting place. And especially the nature, the condition of nature, it's a quite mixed feeling. Certain part is really almost untouched. For some, you can see something remained, the military equipment, architecture. So yes, especially also this is I have kind of impression that it's a kind of organ, big organ in which we are carefully playing. So we are all in the same stage like that.
Yes, everything was postponed for a year, but did your works change during that time? Did your thoughts about them change?
Yes, we are now working on this because I need people. So my work is a kind of participatory work in which I invite site visitors, and then though not possible if I don't have people. And then we are waiting for the restrictions, but we have started production and participation process. So I can just hope. As far as we have people, we'll manage. So
Exactly.
it's a kind of unpredictable work while I'm doing. But I never have experienced that kind of problem.
Yes, this is something we experienced first time in many ways. So let's talk about the works for the Helsinki Biennale. There are two from you, Bird Listener and Islands of Ireland. Could you first tell, were these pieces something or works something that you had already cultivated in your mind somehow before coming to Vallisaari, or was these ideas born in the site?
I would say both, to be precise. So I'm keeping always some ideas is not yet born. They are inspired by my daily life experiences. But the thoughts and emotions wriggling like powder in me seem to have found the right time and shape with the new expression of Vallisaari. So the one piece is it's more strongly inspired from my experience Vallisaari. Then the other one is similar to my other works, but it's a very much focused trio island, which I want to use, but also remain after.
Could you first tell us about the work Bird Listener?
Bird Listener, it's yes, I was actually very fascinated by the birds in Vallisaari, so which I want to see, but it was almost not possible because they were as a silhouette visible, flying so quickly from tree to tree. And then it's a kind of work which the site visitors are invited to listen the bird singing, the typical birds which are living this area, coming and traveling, and then they have to imagine how they look like. The participants are doing kind of role of listener, actually listening to the nature, their own way and imagination. They have to remain something from their own. So I don't know how much I should say because people shouldn't prepare too much. So it should be done spontaneously. But so people will be asked to draw the birds with based on their sounds. So there will be five sound installation in the room. So there will be eight headsets from them. They can bird singing certain birds, so they have to imagine how they look like. And at the same time, they have to think about someone who is well listening their voice. So with the name of this concrete person and bird silhouette, there will be remained intuitions after their participations. Everyone who is participating will remain their drawing or name. So this drawing will be installed on the green wall, the next room, the one by one. It's a kind of growing work. Actually, both of our works are growing during the exhibition.
it's a wonderful, wonderful way to invite people to be present and to listen. Is this something, listening in this time of the world, something important that you want to stress as an artist?
Yes, yes. So there are two works in this biennial. So one is as a listener. The other one is as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So this part is as a listener. So both works are the active participation of site visitors as listener or speaker. So the works are related to performance and growing installations to make visible the process of transforming the people's imagination form.
Yeah.
It is from their relationship, the island, their life. The one is completed with bird. The one is they do think about someone in their life, and they will be asked to write a letter to them. So, and then this letter will remain as a bundle with the natural material from the island.
Yes.
So like soil, branches, etc. So it's a temporary installation, so in which everybody's welcome to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Then there will be remain as a small island. So that's why it's a plural. Islands of island.
Yes.
The bundles are actually in Korea, in the way of wrapping bundle is Korean is like always some unexpected and gift. So there's this very simple way of bundle. People will do like this.
Okay.
But the letter we not readable.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
I hope you do participate with your people.
I will most definitely, because it's a wonderful way how you encourage people to have dialogue with each other, but maybe also listen to themselves.
Yeah.
Could you tell more about this? Why is this so central for you and your work?
Well, actually, I started as a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is my first medium. So the beginning, I was looking for kinds of inevitable reasons for my work through portrait photography. And then I gradually confirmed that the kinds of interaction that always take place in encountering a person. I initiate an unusual situation.
Mm-hmm.
People react or reflect themselves. So the sympathy that occurs between me and the subject,
mm-hmm.
and the dialogue that takes place between the subject, so creates always small or big conflict. And I think this is I can discover an empathy itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it became very natural element.
Yes.
I believe that the value of human comes from the true other. So that's why there's always a kind of empathy, consciously or unconsciously.
Do you think that, you know, these encounters with people through your work and you know, sharing time together, do you feel like this can encourage people connecting with each other?
It's a good question, because we are nowadays not sure what it means connecting each other.
Mm.
But we are, I think, somehow related to other people. This is actually the way of actually recognizing self. Then, but it is very much trained from society connect. So system of SNS, believe we are have 1,000 friends, but it's not really connected or related actually. So
mm-hmm.
This is I just try to make initiate a situation so they discover something, recognize, unknown either.
Mm.
So then we can see we are, because we don't know well, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, you gained your international recognition through your photographs, but for the last maybe 20 years, this performance or participatory situation have risen parallel to photography and your work. And I was wondering, How does it feel as an artist to not be in control of your artwork? This is something that you create these possibilities and you never know what happens. Is it, was it easy? I mean, after being a photographer where you can really, you know, finish your work.
Yeah. Actually, I love this, how do I say, unstable or unpredictable condition.
Okay.
If you do work with photography, it's very much a result-focused medium. Mm-hmm. Pressing the shutter button side, maybe more than 90%. In conventional way of photography. But I've been trying to be free from that process as well, to be free from this decision by an art. Mm-hmm. So I do understand my role as an initiator in the absolute creation. Also because I'm not a maybe really talented artist or handcraft, but I'm more interested in using temporary experience possible.
Yeah.
So in this way, I can learn something new.
Yes.
Beyond the limit of my experience, knowledge, prejudice, and maybe above all, feel precise of humor, the weakness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy to be a theater. It makes me more free, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
That I don't need to decide everything, but even the same work, same concept, but with different people is always different.
Yes.
Even with the same person, we are next day, different person. They are a little bit changed.
Mm-hmm. For the final question, I just wanted to ask, there are many biennials in the world, hundreds of them. And I was wondering, how do you feel? Is there something that sets Helsinki Biennial apart in your mind from the other biennials or as an art event itself?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about participating in this biennial?
Actually, I'm not a big fan of big art festivals, so-called big art festivals. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I felt the Helsinki Biennial gives me freedom. So, because what I like, there's no general theme. Mm. I don't think about. But to show this island says everything. So I didn't have the impression that the curator was trying to explain what is the general topic or theme, but if you face this side, so I think come more natural, then especially if what is remaining after the big biennial. Mm. I was trying to make a concept which is not much disturbing side, and as it is after the festival.
Yes.
Yes, I feel actually quite free.